grand rising and priming powerful beings. Shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about structuring your day for kingdom building. Structuring your day for kingdom building is not just about building your own kingdom, but also building God's kingdom. Structuring your day for kingdom building is if you're a good manager and a good steward of a vision, of goals, of things you want to bring out, then you can't just wash your day away without being intentional about it. Having an itinerary or a schedule is actually not a box for you to limit yourself into only doing certain things, but it's actually an opportunity for you to open up so you can do the things you actually want to do. Because a lot of times we do things we don't want to do and we call it freedom. Schedule says, I do exactly what I want to do, that's my true freedom. And it does not mean that you box yourself in, it just means you created an itinerary for your life. So keep tapping into this episode of Ed Talks Daily. Let's get it. Ed Talks Daily is all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a holistic mindset that will lead to a healthy body, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit so that way you can reveal the gift that God gave you? If you want to join me on this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves, then Ed Talks Daily is for you. If you want a podcast that will motivate you, that will inspire you, all while educating you on ways to personally develop and grow holistically as a being, Ed Talks Daily is for you. Find your Ed Talks Daily on your favorite podcast app by going to edtalksdaily.com. And if you've been a loyal listener, make sure you leave a review by going to edtalksdaily.com/reviews. If you was able to listen to my introduction, it means that you care long enough to stick through, so I'm about to bless you with some words of encouragement. I always like to tell people, I don't do the podcast by myself, and I have structure to the podcast because I understand how to reuse what I'm blessing you with right now, live in action. So this is not just me on TikTok or Instagram doing a video. This is actually a podcast you can listen to. That means if you go to my website, like I just said, you can listen to the podcast. I have over 400 and 500 episodes that you can listen to on any subject that is related to your growth and development. So with that being said, y'all, are you structuring your days to build your kingdom, or are you actually just constantly suffering a life that you don't want? Okay? Are you structuring your day to build your kingdom, or are you actively just not really structured about your day? You have no itinerary, you have no schedule, and you kind of waste the days. If you feel like you're wasting the days, and somebody says, build your kingdom, I don't even feel right by saying that. So I got to switch that back up. Are you co-creating with the Creator, bringing God's kingdom on earth? Right? The issue with just building your kingdom is that you are missing on a chance to play a bigger role in society in building God's kingdom. And if we're going to be honest, when we can align what we do and what God wants us to do, that's the perfect alignment. But we all have plans, which means even if you don't have a plan, you have a plan. A smart man said, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. That's what the wise man says. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So even if you don't have a plan, you actually have a plan of failing. So when you have a plan, you're actually constantly building something. Yesterday, we spoke about visualization, having a vision, having goals to turn your vision into fruition. And all of that is because we need to have certain goals in order to actually turn our plans into reality. But our goals, without having specifically a structure, is not gonna happen. What happened to most people is they got goals, but they don't have a structure for their goals. They don't have an itinerary for their life. They don't have routines that's going to implement their goals. So they fail to plan, not because they're planning to fail, but because they're actually not specific about their plans. One of the major things you can start to do is have a journal. So the most successful people in the world talks about having a journal and the importance of having one. When you have a journal, what happens is you literally are able to see where you're at. I wake up in the rising and I set an intention for my life. Let me read you my intention for today, if that's okay with you. My intention today is focus on writing a few proposals and setting plans for my company, Flex Holistic, so that I may grow and that I can stop doing meaningless work for money, but use my gifts to bless the people and exalt God, all while in my fair share in return. With proper focus, schedule, and dedication to growing my business, I can begin to do more of the things that leave me fulfilled rather than being a cog in the wheel. I want to spend my days empowering others, not delivering Uber. Though I will be Ubering, my goal is to free myself from the obligation of chasing money, but the opportunity to create money with my own business. Right? So that's an intention that I have, because I do Uber. And I find myself sometimes having to do more Uber than empowering people. I'm like, I'm not an Uber driver, I'm a motivational speaker. So I was like, I gotta grow my business so I can free myself from the obligation of having to do Uber. Ain't nothing wrong with doing Uber, but I wanna create an itinerary for my life where I can do what I wanna do rather than do what I have to do to make sure that my bills get paid. Right? So it doesn't mean that I still don't do what I do. It doesn't mean that I don't sell herbs. It doesn't mean that I don't have a health fair I gotta go speak to and train. It just means that I wanna make sure that I have specific plans so that way I can also free myself from having to do that. Because the money that I make doing Uber is not as much money as I can make in an hour speaking. Like when I do a workshop, which I'm about to do once, like next day, I make the whole, what I will make in an entire day doing Uber. One workshop for 1 hour makes the whole Uber probably for like 2 days. So why should I spend my time doing something that I can do less of and make the same amount of money in the same time? That means we can spend the same hours doing labor and make different money in the same time. You could spend the same hours working and make more money in the same time. But if you don't have plans to set proposals that could help you grow, then you're not going to be able to make more money in the same time. So value becomes to your dedication to your schedule. You become more valuable when you have a valuable, disciplined schedule that's going to help you grow more effectively. So what I mean by that is a lot of people are very valuable, but they don't know how to put their value in the right time to create something with the value. So let's talk about scheduling. One of the major things you could do is first, you want to know what you're going to do and why you're going to do it. And you need to have specified goals, and you need to start to break down your goals into proposals that then have their own sections that you can complete. What most people do is they don't necessarily have a vision that is written down as to, this is the proposal, this is what I'm building. And because they don't have a vision, their goals and dreams perish along the way. Okay, so here's what I'm saying. You need to sit down, get in your journal, and you need to write down what you want to accomplish in your life. And then you need to then write down what do you need to do to accomplish those things. And knowing what you need to do to accomplish those things, you need to put a date on when you want to accomplish those things and how that looks like. That's called a proposal. So you can have a proposal for a soap you want to make. You can have a proposal for your products. You can have a proposal for your marketing. You can have a proposal for an event. You can have a proposal for almost anything. So once you treat yourself like a business, you make it your business to get things done. So when you have proposals, then when you wake up, you pull proposals up and you work on the aspects of the proposal. What that allows you to do is it allows you to section out your plans into specified projects. And projects are more able to be trackable. What most people do is they have wishy-washy ideas that are not projects, so it's hard for them to complete them. But when you turn your ideas into projects, then you're saying, I'm working on this project right now. So now from week to week, you're not just doing maintenance activities, you're doing project activities. Now, when you work for a corporate company, your boss might give you certain projects. Your boss gives you certain projects to complete because they have an overall vision of what they want to reach for that week or for that month. If you are operating your own business, whether or not you have an actual business, you have a business and that's called your life. So first, make life your business and start setting up proposals for yourself. So once life is your business and you set proposals, once life is your business and you set proposals for yourself, then you're more likely to get things done. But if life is not your business, if you don't look at life seriously, then it becomes really hard for you to get things done. So life has to become your business, because what most people do is they clock in at work and they clock out, but they don't actually have anything that they want to do specifically. So for my entrepreneurs, if you got proposals for your business, you're most likely to get more things done, because now you know what you're working towards and the aspects of it that you have. A little time spent planning can save you a lot of time thinking about what you need to do. A little time spent planning can save you a lot of time wasting time on things that are not important towards your goals. So you might say, I don't have time to plan. Well, actually, it's the opposite. You don't have time not to plan. The more you don't plan, the more you're actually planning to fail. That means if you can write some proposals and then accomplish them and then have metrics that you hit, you're most likely to do. Somebody says, well, I'm not that serious about the business of my life. I just want to live a better life. It's also very effective to have plans for your life. Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to see? Where do you want to go? When you go on vacation, you often have plans. But if your life should be like a vacation, why don't you have plans for your day? Why isn't the gym part of your schedule? Even eating out can be part of your schedule. Even going to the sauna could be part of your schedule. So that means you literally put the stuff that you want to do in your schedule because you want to do them and you want to get them done. So plans, schedules are actually itineraries for living, not boxes, so that way you have to do this, you have to do that, and you're limiting. Let me say that again, and let's see if we can start to get some engagement in the chat. Plans are itineraries for living. Plans are itineraries for living. So what I mean by that is, when you set a plan, you're not limiting yourself, you're expanding what you want to do. Sometimes the reason why we don't do much with the day and we kind of like waste the day, we let the day go by and we waste it, is because we never really thought about what we wanted to do. We never thought about where we wanted to go. We never really made any plans. And because you didn't really make any plans from day to day, your life seems a little mundane. It seems a little bit boring because you're not actively creating plans. So you could start to create a habit in the morning to just think about what it is that you want to do today, where you want to go, what you want to see, who do you want to be. So plans are not just to do stuff. Plans are actually to become a type of person. So you got to also put in your plan a personal development plan. How do I plan to grow today? How do I plan to grow today? This is a very great question to ask. What subject am I going to master and learn today? Right? What aspect of my life can I better improve at? One of the reasons why I'm able to do what I do today is because I had a daily plan of how do I personally develop. Now, I thought about my personal development plan. Now I also think about my spiritual development plan. One of the plans I make throughout the day is, how can I get closer to God today? I ask myself, how can I get closer to God today? What are some activities that I can start doing from the morning to the evening, from the rising to the setting, that's going to help me get closer to God? Is that prayer and devotion and meditation? Is that me reading the word? Is that me listening to the sermon throughout the day? Is that me taking between 12 and 1, taking some time and just pray? What am I going to do today to get closer to God? What am I going to do today to get closer to myself? Right? Is it sitting still and feeling what's happening within me? Is it going outside and getting in touch with nature? All of these are plans that's going to help you grow in all aspects. What am I going to do? What are some plans that you have to improve your health? Is it eating certain servings of vegetables? Right? Is it exercising? So then we start to create plans, not just to manifest what we want materialistically for our business, for our finances. We create plans so we can create a life. Somebody comment this below. I'm not creating plans just to get things done. I'm creating plans so I can create a life. So plans are actually here, not just so you can get things done, but it's so you can create a life that you want. So a lot of people are suffering a life that they don't want because they don't plan themselves to create the life that they do. Which means from day to day, you think your life is boring because you're not actively finding free things that you can do for fun. Did you know that if you were intentional about your plans, you can actually look around in your community and find a lot of interesting things to do, so that way you can stop just being home all day? And you might say, I'm a homebody. Well, we all like to be at home, but trust me, we all sometimes get sick of it. And if you're sick of doing the same thing every day, it's not going to just change, you're going to have to change. What Jim Rohn taught me that changed my life was, if you want life to change, you have to change. Let me say that again. If you want life to change, you have to change. If you want life to get better, you got to get better. If you're going to get better, you have to be intentional about you getting better. And you can't be intentional about you getting better unless you're intentional about your growth plan. Getting better is not done by accident. It's done intentionally. It's done by your plans. It's done by your rubric. It's done by what you do every single day. Because you're not creating plans to get things done just to get things done. You're creating plans to create a life. And if you have the remote, change your channel, change the frequency. What you see and do frequently becomes your frequency. And you're operating in the current wavelength right now because you are currently channeling certain energies that's not serving you. And you might be literally watching TV all day on the channel, telling lies to your vision. It's time for you to tell the truth to the vision. Rather than telling lies, it's time for you to start living in reality, IRL. It's time for you to stop living socially on media, but it's time for you to live social and make life your media. The mediator between you and the things you experienced should not just be a screen. It should actually be your eyes and your hands and your smell and what you feel. Real life says, I experience life as it is. I see life. I don't just look at life through a screen. I actually look at life through my senses. I am experiencing life. Lately, I felt isolated, but I have been to say, I am isolated, but at the same time, I'm experiencing life. Which means I'm not always out in the midst of a lot of people, because I realized that one of my superpowers as an introvert is to be alone. That's one of my superpowers. And one of my superpowers as a thinker and healer, whatever you want to label me as, is isolation. That's actually part of my superpowers. However, I waste my superpower when I interrupt my senses with something else, which means if I'm alone and I'm always scrolling, then I'm not really alone. I'm not all one, because everybody's energy is coming into my vicinity. But when I'm actually all one and I am secluded from the mediator called social media, I'm actually be able to become the mediator between what I get inside of my spirit and what is. Look, when we watch stuff, we don't always experience it because we are just watching it. We should be living it. Some of us, we watch people have the fun we should be having. You watching people do stuff you should be doing. And the reason why you're not doing it is it's not because it's not possible for you to do it, but because you have not planned and scheduled yourself to do it. Speaking of this, I would like to go canoeing. It doesn't take me too much to go canoeing. It doesn't take me a lot of money to go canoeing. It literally just takes me a plan. It takes me a time to say, you know what, let me schedule canoeing. What I'm letting you know right now is you could be doing a lot of fun activities, maybe camping. Maybe you could probably go hiking. You literally could go fishing. You literally could do all types of things in your different state for free at the state parks. You could probably go see some zoos at the animal. There are so many different things you can do, but you've gotten so accustomed to your day-to-day mundane schedule that you're forgetting to create a life. Listen, we're literally not human doings, we're human beings. And what's happening is we're doing so much, we forget to be. And you can literally go ride your bike, look for trails and lakes. You can literally ride your bike along trails and lakes. If you start to appreciate the gift that God bless you with, you're going to start to notice the beauty in life. Consciousness starts rising when appreciation rises. A lot of us are sleeping because we're closing our eyes to the possibilities of what we can experience. And once you open your eyes to see what's really in front of you, and that's life happening, and you choose to be a life that happens, you start to living up to your name called a human being. And everybody's trying to use you like a cattle for their own needs and profit. But you got to start to use your life to create a life. Use your time to create something in the world. So when we say, I'm going to start building the kingdom, we operate in a way where we appreciate what God gave us, that we become ambassadors. We become an ambassador of what it means to have heaven on earth. If we're from the kingdom of God, it means we're actually not from this world. We're just a spirit in a human suit. So that means heaven on earth is when you realize that you're not just a body. You are actually a spirit who lives in a body and possesses a soul. You start playing with life more when you realize you're not even from here. You're actually from your heavenly Father. So now you are actually realizing that, yo, I'm a spirit here. I can do whatever I want on this earth. And according to God's laws, of course. Now, what I mean by that is, a lot of us, we just think that we're nothing, we're meaningless, life is meaningless, and we're just a body, but we don't know that we're a spirit experiencing life in this body. Listen, God wanted to experience the earth in such a way that he said, I'm going to put a piece of me in so many different beings all around the world, and I'm going to give them the will because I got the will. I'm going to see if they're going to give me back praise, one. I'm going to see if they're going to follow me, two. And I'm just going to let me experience me. And me is going to be in so many different identities, but let me see if they recognize what's really going on. What happens is most people don't realize that they're literally a piece of God experiencing their God. They're a piece of God experiencing God in this world, and everything is a piece of God. You're like, well, what do you mean by that? All nature and the trees and all the God's creation is God's splendor and beauty. And because God is God, he didn't need nobody to create him. And because we're merely human that can only think of a beginning and an end, we always need a beginning to something to explain it. But the beauty of God is that he's the beginning and the end. He's the everlasting. In fact, he can't be created because he created everything. And our human mind can't think of that. We can't think of nothingness because we always started from something at a point. Which means when we let go of what we think we know and we unlearn stuff, we automatically say, if God dwells inside of me and the kingdom of God lives inside of me, I do not have to experience hell on earth. I can actually bring the kingdom of heaven here. But I'm going to be a good steward and a good son and daughter, and I'm going to follow the principles and divine laws of what the Creator put me here to do. So now when we're here on earth, we start to live differently than most people. So most people, in seeking for God, they find everything else but God. They actually drown God out. I was dreaming last night, and I was in a room, and everybody was taking a drug of their choice. I saw people sniffing, smoking, snorting. It was crazy. Yet, I couldn't judge them because I just felt like as if I was in the room too. But I wasn't drinking at that time. And then this girl kissed me, and she gave me, what she gave me? It was some sort of, I think it was lean or something. And she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to manipulate you. I was like, why did you give me drugs? I was not trying to do any drugs. So all of a sudden, in my dream, I started getting high. But in that same dream, there was like sexual immorality in the dream. I was dreaming like, it was crazy. I think I was having a threesome in the dream. But anyways, sexual immorality. I was like, what in the world is going on? First of all, this is all a dream, by the way, but the dream had a meaning. And I woke up in the middle of the dream, then I went inside of the chair, then I started speaking to the people. I was like, what are we all doing here? What are we all looking for? Like, and then I started to have a conversation when we were going back and forth. And then in the middle of my dream, while I was giving the speech, I remember saying, but it doesn't mean that we are judged. It means that, and then I said that out of my sleep, and I woke up. I was so mad because I wanted to keep giving people the speech. And I realized in that dream, everybody was seeking for some sort of salvation by drowning out the God inside of them. And they were not living. They were stuck in a room, yet experiencing so many different states when they could be out living on and having fun and living life. So then it hit me. And then I woke up and I was listening to something, just like it hit me. It was like, oh snap. We're all looking for something and we're trying to find it in things that's never gonna fulfill us, that leaves us empty. Whether it's in sexual immorality, whether it's in drugs and alcohol, we're all looking for that thing. We're looking for something where we feel at peace. And peace cannot be found in things that enslave you. It can only be found in the spirit that frees you. And when we start to create our lives when in a way that we are freed up, that we start appreciating things, that we start to be able to see the beauty in things, we shift from constantly seeking our next fix to being blissed out all of the time. And the secret then becomes, we will not find our salvation in the stuff that drowns out our power. We will not find what we're looking for in the things that just makes us able to cope. When we say, I am sick of coping with life, I want to live life, I want to be appreciative without needing something, then that's when we start to heal. But our healing process then has to come in finding satisfaction in little things. And we can't just sit at home drinking and smoking thinking we're finding satisfaction. Going to the club thinking we're finding satisfaction. There's so much more of life to experience. And a lot of the experience is free, but it's a perception shift. It's a natural high that we must start to learn. Is when the silence is more beautiful than the noise. It's when you crave more to be in the presence of God than to be in the presence of a bunch of people who don't want nothing from you, but just want a piece of your body. And at the end of it, you feel empty. You feel drowned out. You feel stressed. And it didn't even get you to be any better. So we have to then say, what life do I want to create? What life am I currently creating? There was times in my life where I've been depressed. And I'm just like on the ganja, y'all. I mean, I've been there. I've been in dark times. Even knowing what I know, even going through it, there's something about getting triggered into pain and trauma that will convict you that there is nothing better for you to do than sit in a car by yourself, smoking, drinking, scrolling through social media endlessly, spending like 8 to 10 hours squandering your time away. And you have to ask yourself, what am I doing here? Am I wasting my life and my time? This is why I tell people, man, I wish I can really judge you because I am you. I wish I can really judge you because I've been there. I know how it feels like to be on TikTok watching meaningless nothing. And this is something. This is a good thing to watch. But I'm talking about when you're going through it, you don't even want to watch stuff like this. Right? And some of us, we do, and that's powerful. But you just watch the dumbest stuff. You just scrolling, watching the dumbest things for no reason. And your brain then gets hijacked. You hijacked by the media. And then there's a life to be living. There's things to be experiencing. But the suffering has become so much that you, instead of wanting to live, you just want to live vicariously to somebody else. You just want to look at stuff that has no meaning. And it's nothing, it's not important. And I'm just trying to tell you right now, get up from your tomb and go out and live. Go create an itinerary for your life. Find something that you can find. Find something that you can work towards. One of the most reasons why my life is exciting is not because I have millions of dollars. My life is exciting because I have a vision, something I'm building, something I'm growing to. Once you have something that you're building towards, somewhere that you're growing in life, a mission, a vision, once you're actively becoming better, once you feel like there's purpose in your life, once you found something and you said, I'm going to focus on it, whether or not I get from it right now, your life has a meaning. It has a purpose. And then you have something to pull you. A lot of us are not being pulled towards something better. We're being pulled towards the pain. Right, we're not being pulled towards the future. You need to have a pull on your life. And that pull in your life is gonna come when you start to grow, when you start to develop, when you start to make growing your business, when you're in the business of getting better, when you're in the business of listening to books and sermons and reading your word and experiencing life. And finding out what your gift is, and then actively working on your gifting, actively serving your gift. If you don't do that, then life starts to lose the true meaning, and you start to wonder, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? And when you ask yourself that question, what am I doing here? And sometimes you find yourself doing stuff, you're like, what am I doing here? You're at the strip club, and you're asking yourself, what am I doing here? You're with this person, you know they don't really love you or appreciate you. You're like, what am I even doing here with this person? Right? I'm just a booty call for them. You're like, what am I doing here? You're wasting your money. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting your inner time. Sometimes you gotta ask yourself, what am I doing here? And the creator is like, yo, I got something for you to do here. Listen, I got a kingdom.